I stayed just 4 years, single 4 years. Then I married another man named Richard Smalley.
Richard Smalley.
Richard Smalley, yes. And I found some 3 or 4 children by him. My oldest boy by him got a letter from him, thought he was dead. And I got one of his granddaughters here with me now. Granddaughter. And I got one of his daughters. Of course, they wait, but they're here with me. Well, I couldn't call the children, grandchildren I ain't got. The great-grandchildren. What children my great-grandchildren got, you know.
Well, what about times here? Has times got any better for the colored folks, or do they still mistreat them here?
No, sir, they don't mistreat them now here in Hempstead. Don't mistreat them now and then, you know. They here a good while ago, 6, 7 years ago, you know, they go out in the country and beat them up. Mm-hmm. But they don't treat that now. They don't beat them up so bad now like they used to. But they used to be bad. I used to be scared, you know, to sit on the gallery. And I didn't know whether it was going to bother me or not. I hadn't done nothing.
Did it bother you whether you'd done anything or not?
I wouldn't know. That they used to call this six-shooter junction, you know. And I was sure enough scared. But there ain't nobody never have bothered me since I've been here. And none of my children. But see, we all act right, you know, and treat everybody right, you know. And have no kids coming, you know, to mistreat us that way. Now I had a son, he'd get drunk. You put him in jail, he'd get drunk. But then they'd turn him out, and they would beat him up, they'd turn him out.
They whooped some of them, though. They whooped some of them,
but you see, I didn't know. They whooped some of them. Beat them around, you know, they try to act tough, get drunk, you know, and try to act tough, you know, and they beat some of them now, I tell you. And they did women, some of them around here, they'd kick them and knock them about sometimes. They'd get drunk, you know, and wouldn't listen at them, you know, what they'd say, you know. They'd knock them, put them in jail, something like that. The biggest been doing around here was women, colored folk killing up one another for a while, you know. Was killing up one another for a while. Women killing other women about the husbands and all like that. Mm-hmm. That was the biggest doing. Men killing wives right there in town.
Is that right?
Yes. Man killed his wife right there in town. Right there in the streets, killed her. And another man would have killed a woman, but the doctor, you know, kept him from killing her. And then I had a niece cut her husband's head off right down there in this bottom. Ain't much more than about 5 miles down the bottom. The niggas was killing up there themselves. Another woman killed her, stabbed another woman by her husband.
Goodness.
And after he killed this woman by her husband, then she went on and married her. And she done killed his wife. Go get old pitching out here.
Well, right after the Civil War, the Negroes used to hold office in this town, didn't they?
That's what they say.
That's what it's written in history books, that the Negroes used to hold office until they had a big fight about something, I don't know just what, and then after that they put along and that they never could.
You know, that was here in Hempstead. No, that wasn't over outside. I ain't never know but the one man tried to hold office, and that was Handy Smith.
Uh-huh.
Big old black man. He tried to hold office, you know, over there.
Uh-huh.
And but he slept too much, and they taken him, had him on the ground, you know, he sleep. And slept. And let him go.
And they had no more use for him.
Yeah, they put him on grandeur, you know, having him up, and he just go to sleep. And over here, you know, I only been over here, you know, about 22 years. And I don't know.